finished, you say, oh, you know, it's like how Mary described the seraphims, how they cry, holy, 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 and then they see something else, holy, holy, it's like that. It's great joy in following God. So I'm experiencing the joy of the Lord on greater levels. And I try to get other people on board, and it's a wrestling match. I'm like, God is good, and people need this. They need to know this. They need to know how valuable they are. They need to know what they can be. They need to know what they can accomplish. So I saw flaws in ministries because God, he talked to me about why he said the biggest challenge is people don't follow him. So a great part of my ministry was helping people follow God. I wanted to teach other things. Now, he was teaching me things personally, but when I go minister, it always end up following God. Kind of like Charles Capps always taught on confession. He gave me revelation, and I had no vehicle to share it. I would meet people on the elevator, and in a brief conversation, I knew they needed the revelation I had. I said, Lord, I don't like that. I can't stop in my day and their day and fill them in. I said, I need a vehicle to some way to minister to people. He gave me, and he kept giving me all these poems. I passed them out at church. And then one day I was just laying across the bed.
Minding your business.
Minding my own business. And then he said, Living Letter Ministries. That's all he said. And I knew what to do. I knew to mail it out and put people on the list. So I started getting strangers' addresses. I said, I got a ministry called Living Letter Ministries. If you give me your address, I'll share it with you. Yeah, they give me an address. So people that I met that I sensed that they needed the revelation, God had me write it down in poems. And it was very effective. Then when he gave me the radio, I did the mail outs to half of them started coming back. Then I stopped. The radio ministry takes so much effort to do. When I retire, I might crank up the Living Letter Ministries again, the Living Letter Mail Out. It takes a lot of effort to do that. But it's working, and it's increasing. When you follow God, everything increases. Your joy, your strength, your peace, your advice, your skills. You know, you know, God will help the people. There are people out there that will listen to you, and he'll cause you to cross their path. The Lord thinks of everything. All the injustice in your life, everything that went wrong, God is able to correct it. Now, we're about to get raptured. And you know what happens when you're about to get raptured? You increase. Jacob raptured his family. He worked for Laban for 7 years apiece for his daughters and 6 years for his cattle. And then the Lord told him to leave. He raptured his family.
Abraham raptured himself.
And he didn't leave out empty. Great spiritual wealth was on his life. And the day came, the Lord told him when to go, and he did. Then Laban caught up with him and took him to court. Because somebody took one of his idols. When you're going into rapture, you leave the idols behind. And Rachel stole, that delayed everything. But they got that settled. And I hope Rachel got reproved from that, you know. But when you leave, you can't take the world with you. Satan will take you to court. But the thing is, he followed God throughout all that time. He suffered injustice, and then we get a description of what he was doing. If one of Laban's cattle died or nothing was stolen, he put his life in jeopardy to keep him alive. If he suffered loss, he made the difference. But Laban continually changed his word
contract.
His contract, 10 times.
Don't forget, he also starts tripping the branches because he said that if the piles of barns spotted near mine, which in the natural didn't make any sense. He just stripped those branches and put them before, and those cows that drank there or ate there ended up being spotted. And again, in the natural, that doesn't make any sense.
How would a man know something to do something like that unless the Holy Spirit guided him?
Exactly.
Or the angels told him. Mm-hmm. And God blessed him. Sowing, reap. There's going to be a balance. God can manage the reaping of man's sowing to benefit the covenant. That's what he did for Jacob. Jacob lied and deceived his father to get the blessing. So somebody lied to him. He chose one daughter and married the older daughter. And then somebody, if you sow it, you're going to reap it. But God used it for good. God chose Leah and Jacob chose Rachel. And he ended up with both. But Leah was his best wife, but not the one he loved most. When we trust God with our life, it shows you he knows what he's doing. Jesus came through the lineage of Leah, not the lineage of Rachel. But somebody, he lies. He put that in motion, so somebody lied to him. You got to get what you sow. Even if you get saved. Paul put people in jail, hell, killed. What happened to Paul? We got a great portion of our Bible is jail letters. He went to jail. And then he got killed. Peter, he didn't go to jail, but he was a martyr. We have to, whatever we sow, we're going to reap. You know, at the end of everything, you're going to reap whatever it is you sow. What if people are guided by the Holy Spirit? They'll have power for sowing and power for reaping. You can't be blessed for something you didn't do. That's not possible. Now, those who God activated in the last days, they're going to get a greater, they're going to get more for their efforts than the people that were working the whole day. Following God is the key. The Lord is teaching people how to follow him. Now, he did something about the problem. This was 1989 or 1990 when he told me that the biggest problem in the church, people are not following. I don't know how much good I did. Only God knows. But I've been ministering that word. And I did like Brother Hart said. I put in it, what you put, you take what you have, give it to Jesus, and he'll bless it and give it back to you. And that's what, when he said that, my eyes were open, I saw. I said, God can take all of your efforts and bless it and multiply it. If he'll bless a little boy's lunch, why wouldn't God take this word and all the things, the wonderful things we're saying, and share it with the world by the internet, which most people go on, and then they tell their friends. When you put something, that's what I saw. When, God can take a word and spread it out. And then in that same season, the Lord said, used pastor to say, think big. Think big. So when you follow God, there's great joy in it. You can feel it. You're like, what's next? I went from like being cautious to, Lord, what's next? When he give me an assignment, I rejoice. When he give me a revelation, I write it down. And I enjoy it. I capture it. I get a hold of it. Because what everything that he's doing is working. So when Jacob acted on everything the Lord put in his heart, and then You had your hand up. And then he ended up leaving, blessed. He left at the right time. And he put his family in order. You know, and he put them in ranks. In heaven, Jesus made a statement. He said, many that are first will be last. Many that are last will be first. People who have a strong love walk, they'll be rewarded more. And this thing may not look like you think. People are preaching it. Some people are mainstream ministry. They're on TV every day, all day. But the Lord can promote people and demote people without them moving. The difference is the anointing. If the anointing multiplies on your life, God can cause you to do something simple that will turn out great. That was revelation to me, but it happened. It doesn't take wit, education, and all those things are wonderful. But the anointing, you know, little Jim pointed out that Samuel anointed Saul with the vial of oil, but he anointed David with the horn of oil. And then when Elisha anointed Jehu, he anointed him with a flask of oil. So that would be somewhere in between, I believe, a vial, a flask, and a horn. But look what he did. Look what David did. If you can carry the anointing, God will give it to you. A lot of my training was so that I could carry what he wanted to give me. So a few years ago, I came up with a new confession that I would do all that's in his heart. That kills the hesitation. Sometimes the Lord would tell me to do something, and I would do it, but I'd feel hesitant. I said, why not just be plowing? I preach it, why not be that? Some things I can't do of myself, but I can do all things through Christ. So when we release ourselves to do whatever God wants, that's what God can use your life. People that are wholehearted, they follow through. And the Lord told me that this week. I considered how Abraham, when he sent his servant to get a daughter, you know, a wife for his son, the servant said, what if the damsel don't want to come back with me? He said, if she doesn't come with you, you're released. Don't ever go back. Again. And that kind of got me thinking. I said, Lord, something's going on. Everybody the Lord called that finishes, they wanted, they desire to do God's will. And I was asking about that Rebecca choice. That's what the Lord called her. She made a choice. She didn't know where she was going. She had a reference because she heard of Abraham. And now somebody's coming to get her to go and marry his son.
A stranger.
Yeah, he was a stranger. Mm-hmm. She'd never been out of town before that I know of. And it got down to after her dad said she could go. The decision was made. Little Jim said something may have happened to Bethuel. Mm-hmm. And he may have died or whatever. Then her brother said, well, let's let her stay here 10 more days. Here he is with the number 10 again. And then it got down to her. Well, let's ask her and see what she say. She said, I will go. Not only did she go, she married him. She didn't go and say, well, I ain't going to do this. I'm going back. She's married, had children, and stuck with the covenant. There was wrestlings in her womb, and she said, Lord, what is this? He said, there's two nations to carry. One is going to be the older will serve the younger. She had revelation knowledge that this is the man of covenant, Jacob. Isaac didn't know that. He still, that's what I run into. Men of God, that stick with that, they lean to their own understanding. This is the way it is.
they're standing on the bridge, not on the circle.
This is the way you do it. Mm-hmm. My way is better. God's saying, that's the one over. No, this my way is better. He leaned to his own understanding. But she did what it took to get the right son, the birthright. And he wanted it. He made a Rebecca choice, just like his mother did. The Rebecca choice is that's when God tells you to do something, and I'm going to see this through. And I said, Lord, what is going on? He said she was wholehearted about what she was doing.
She didn't look back.
She wouldn't go back. She never would. She was stuck with that from once God told her something, she saw it through. While he was saying this, I thought about everybody that he called. Here come Jesus, and he meet Peter. Come and follow me. And Peter dropped the nets. He made a Rebecca choice.
Mary did it too. Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Yeah, a Rebecca choice.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not just looking back, their minds did not go back to think about the past. Their body, their spirit, their soul went forward.
They would challenge every which way you could be challenged, and they would not quit. They had all forms of obstacles.
Nor turn back.
And they would not give up.
Right.
They stuck. Mary pondered the things that Gabriel told in her heart. Danger. She saw her son get crucified. Didn't even look like a man anymore. Mm-hmm. And she saw it through. Jesus taught him, when you were young, you go where you want, but when you're old, they're going to take you where they want you to go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He still saw it through. They were wholehearted. I said, wait a minute, Lord, you called Judas also. He said Judas was half-hearted. I said, I go to lukewarm. And yesterday he said, lukewarm people are treacherous. They're half-hearted. This is why. If Rebecca could have rejected something that's of the Holy Spirit, she could not be trusted to be the wife of Isaac. If you can tell the Holy Spirit, no, not going to do that. That's not good.
That can get dangerous, you know.
Very dangerous. The Holy Spirit prompts you, no. That's not good. Because, why? People are, when if God give you something, the people account, it's your lifeline now. And you say, I'm going to cut it. That's what Judas did. He betrayed, he turned Christ in. And he loved him. After that, he regretted it. He tried to give the money back and undo it. That didn't work. But he was half-hearted. You can't follow through being half-hearted. And I said, Lord. And I started thinking about everybody else in the Word of God that you know, Saul did well until he got half-hearted. He started looking at the people. Our strength. And this is giant stopping strength. And literally, the giants would love to come back. They got the technology to do it. Steve Quayle said they're coming back. And people are in labs doing all kinds of stuff, witchcraft, blood rituals, all kinds of stuff, trying to bring them back. What stopped them? I wondered. I said, if they did it once, they said that them things are quick. They found one in Afghanistan. He was talking in 2013. They said this thing was quick, and people were dying strangely, so they sent a special force team up there. Then they were missing, so another special force team came, and they saw body parts. And then the giant came out and trying to attack them, and they shot him in the head. The military guy, he was about 13 feet tall. He said that thing can move quick. If they could do that, why wouldn't they come back? What's stopping them? You are. The angels that's around you. They can't, it doesn't do, the enemy can't go but so far. They can't bring about the 10-nation government, the Antichrist, until the strong man lets him. Or is out of it. They're trying to desperately, but we, you know, those who follow God and walk in love, it keeps all that stuff in check. But when people get lukewarm, it's not going to work. The great falling away has happened. I believe the 144,000 are released because they couldn't. I know they're sealed because they got to be allowed to be sealed. What's the marker? What marks the fact that it happened? The tree started dying. Remember, nothing would happen to the trees till the 144,000 were sealed. Now, I've never seen so many dead pine trees in Alabama in my life. And we still got rain. So we're at the end days. This is it. And what God give us to do now, it's very important. The trees are dying. So they finished sealing 144,000. You know, the Jew, from each tribe in Revelation, they couldn't be sealed. They couldn't attack the earth and kill the trees till they sealed the, 12,000 from each tribe in Revelation. So they're active. So we're at the end of this thing. A few years ago, the tree started dying. Even Henry Gruber, he passed a few months ago, but he said he never saw so many dead trees. And there'd be more, it's worse out west because we get more rain. I've never seen so many dead trees in Alabama. So, as we follow God, He'll make the difference. He'll take what you have and He can reach millions. Whatever it is. Pastor said, thank be. All right. Any comments? Y'all got good comments.
Maybe next you can teach us about the 144,000.
They know all about it. Yeah, it's interesting.
Monty taught on it a little bit, and it just blew me away.
Oh, yeah. Whew. Man, I miss him. He's a blessing.
Oh. Did he go move or something? Did he move or something?
Yeah, you remember Brother Horton? Brother Horton. He came, he left right before.
And Joanne?
Yeah.
The way I started learning people is first coming in here, and second, I just started inviting people and families to lunch. Mm-hmm. Break bread with someone, bond with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's in Revelation, somewhere between, I guess, 7 and 11, or 7 to 10.
David, where is it?
Well, we'll look at it. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. Help us to go forward in doing all this in your heart. Use us as tools in your hands. Bless Pastor as he goes forward today. And Lord, bless the whole church to be mighty on your return. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.